Yeah, welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is increasing in strength and glory. And the Bible reference is from Acts chapter 9, verse 22. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Years ago, while I was having a lot of opposition, I set my face like a flint and focused on something God had told me. He said, "Be courageous, I will not fail you and I will not forsake you." It was an instruction from God. Therefore, it made no difference who was against me or what was happening around me. I couldn't be bothered. There wasn't going to be any fear. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, I was endued with courage and I've been ever since. When God tells you to be courageous, it's because He knows there's trouble out there. He knows some things will try to frighten you, discourage you, and dissuade you. So He says, be courageous. I made up my mind I was going to do what God said. I was going to be very courageous. I think verse says, Saul increased the more in strength. So increase in strength means that the Lord enabled him. The Greek actually expresses it as to be made strong. He was increased in strength. This is an inner strength. He was empowered from within to be able to accomplish more. This is what the Lord does for His children. He strengthens you from within. As you increase in strength, you increase in glory. This is what has happened with the gospel of Jesus Christ in these last days. It has increased in strength and it has increased in glory. We are in a special time in the world today with Rhapsody of Realities, reaching billions of people in their native language. Millions of ministries are partnering together with us for the common goal of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. These aren't the kind of things anyone could have planned. They are happening by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That grace is at work in you today to accomplish more than you've ever done for the Lord. You won't be afraid, you won't falter. You will rise up to the occasion and win because you are empowered from within. Hallelujah. For further study, read Philippians 4 verse 13, Colossians 1 verse 29, Acts chapter 18 verse 9 to 10, and Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Acts chapter 10 verse 1 to 23 and Ezra chapters 4, 5 and 6. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Isaiah chapter 9 and 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9 to 16. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for your supernatural grace that's at work in me. I'm strengthened and energized for increased productivity and greater effectiveness by your Spirit today. I can do all things and change the circumstances of my life to conform to your perfect will for me through your Spirit that's at work in me mightily. Increasing in strength and glory. Increasing in strength and glory. Yesterday's message was the teacher in you. The Holy Spirit is in you and He teaches you. And then as He does, and you meditate on the Bible and the Word daily, you increase in strength and in glory, and all men see it. So take time to study the Bible. Take the Bible references I give you seriously. Take time to read your Bible. As I shared a 1 year Bible reading plan with you and a 2 year Bible reading plan, take time to read them. Hallelujah. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.